world-renowned boxing commentator and trainer, Teddy Atlas, to join us. Sid, I think that's not a bad roll on the fly.
Yeah, this is pretty good. Teddy, welcome to Tim and Sid. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you guys?
Very good.
Very good.
Very good. I don't know where to start with this. I'll ask you a simple question. How did you score it?
You know, I had it at least 10-2. I could have had it 11-1, but it wasn't so much the scoring as just seeing that just about every round, there was only one guy you could give it to. You know, that it was a one-sided fight. Only one man was in it. The other guy couldn't fit, the other guy being Bradley, couldn't figure out the southpaw style of Pacquiao. Couldn't deal with the speed of Pacquiao, and definitely couldn't deal with the straight left hand of Pacquiao. It was all night long. But unfortunately, as happens too often in this sport, the judges got it wrong. And, you know, you don't have to be the amazing Kreskin to come up with only two reasons they can get it wrong. It's either terrible incompetence or corruption. I mean, it's nothing else. And I'm just sick and tired. I do ESPN Friday Night Fights, and I'm just sick and tired of every week having to deal with a bad decision by the judges, by the referee, by the administrators of the sport. My sport is a great sport. It will always be a great sport. It once used to be the biggest sport in this country, in the United States, before baseball. And now it's in threat of being made into a less relevant sport. And the reason why it's a great sport is that anybody, at any weight, anywhere from the world, no matter where they come, no matter what their DNA, no matter, you know, what their genetics, no matter what background they came, how poor they were, how they didn't have the right resources, how they didn't have the right upbringing, if somebody else had a silver spoon in their hand, on one given night, if they're determined enough, if they're prepared enough, if they're willing enough, they can be the best. They can make the whole playing field of the world even for them, and they can have their hand raised and be called world champion. There's nothing wrong with the sport. That's why actors come out. That's why ball players from all sports come out to watch it. They want to see how a man's going to behave when the moment comes. These administrators, they're horrible. Throw them out. They are destroying this sport. And again, it's too often. You know, everyone's making a big deal because one of the fighters' name happened to be Manny Pacquiao. What about these other kids that get robbed every damn week? Every week. And now they got to go back in line. And unlike if you get robbed in something else where next week you can play another game, next week you can be involved in another match, guess what? They have to go through thousands of more punches to get back to the position they were in to be able to make money and take a step closer to getting out the door, out of the sport, and moving on with their lives. And these judges, these incompetent and sometimes corrupt judges, they destroy these kids' careers.
On the line with the legendary Teddy Atlas here on Tim and Sid. It was interesting after, Teddy, my initial reaction was boxing couldn't be this stupid. And then I rethought it and I said, you know what, this isn't an entire sport, but the people involved with this have some of the most prominent national media calling your sport corrupt today. How does that make you feel?
Makes me feel angry. Makes me feel frustrated. It scares me.
Are they off?
Because they're chasing fans away. They're destroying the integrity and the credibility of my sport, a sport that I put over 40 years into that I care about, and the fighters that I care about, and the magnificence that this sport can bring to the fans when they get to watch it, when they get to see men at their best, to kids that really can't afford to buy football equipment. They can't afford to join up in the Little League. They don't even have a parent to take them to the Little League, much less afford to join up the registration fee. But they can walk into an inner city gym and they can go in there for free and get equipment given to them free and get surrogate parenting given to them for free. And somebody can give them a chance to get the discipline they don't have in their life, the direction they don't have in their life, the faith that they have none in their life. And the opportunity and the belief that they can become important, that they can be something worthwhile. And these corrupt people in this sport, the power brokers, they're destroying that. They're destroying those chances, destroying those dreams. You know, unlike baseball, football, basketball, those owners, they're not the best people, some of them in the world. Let's be frank here. If you can't talk frank, you should keep your mouth shut. They're not the best people in the world, but they care about the whole league because they're forced to care about the whole league because there's rules that set aside to make sure that it's about the prosperity of the whole league. And they do that. They keep the credibility of the league. But in boxing, it's not about that. It's about these power brokers like Arum and King and all these other guys. Plug them in. They're all the same. They only care about their little piece of turf. They only care about their part of it, not about the sport overall. We need a national commission. It's the only sport that doesn't have, you know, the NBA, you guys watch the NBA up north. The NBA, when they had that rogue official not too long ago, the FBI came in. Everybody came in. My God, there was an investigation. They straightened it out. They had to straighten it out because they care about the integrity of the league, and they took care of it. How come nobody cares about my sport? How about nobody cares about these kids? How about the government? They got all upset about steroid use in baseball, and Congress got involved. I thought Congress had more important things to do, but no, they thought that was important to do. How come they don't get involved in the sport? Why? Because they're inner-city kids that nobody gives a crap about? Is that why? I'd like to know why.
That's a great question.
On the line with Teddy Atlas here on Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Teddy, you mentioned Bob Arum. He was one of the first guys out there. He's been one of the most vocal guys out there in terms of how bad this stunk. Yet he will reap the benefits on a rematch and reap some other benefits down the line. What are your thoughts on Bob and all this?
Listen, Bob Arum, I have no love for Bob Arum. I don't think he's a good person, but that's my personal opinion. That means only what it means to me. That's all. You know, I have no smoking gun to say he did this, he did that. But I can tell you one thing. Excuse me. Unlike any other sport, you're going to watch the NBA Finals, I'm sure, Tuesday night. And guess what? One guy doesn't own both teams. Well, he owned both fighters. He had Bradley, and he also had Pacquiao. You talk about a conflict of interest, it's absurd. You talk about somebody who's going to benefit no matter who won or lost. Well, guess what? Put your hand up. That guy happens to be Bob Arum. You know, and you want to have a scenario where everybody says, oh, well, you know, he's upset, he's this, he's that. But here's a scenario for you. And I'm not saying he did anything. All I'm talking about is the landscape of boxing allows for things that are not allowed anywhere else. You know that you could walk into a restaurant just about anywhere in the country, anywhere in Europe, before a big fight. And guess who's going to be in one of those restaurants if you know which ones to go to? You're going to see the officials of the WBC, the IBF, the WBA, the WBO, whichever one of those phony, corrupt, sanctioned organizations happens to be doing the fight the next night. And there's going to be a big dinner, maybe a $4,000 or $5,000 dinner, best of wine, best of steaks, best of service, best of everything. Guess who's hosting that dinner? The promoter of the show the next night, who has a specific fighter who he needs to win. He's hosting the dinner. And all the officials, all the judges, all the heads of the organizations are benefiting from that dinner. You know the Steinbrenner name, the head of the New York Yankees?
Yep.
Could he sit down and have that kind of dinner the night before a World Series game with the head of the umpiring crew? No. Absurd. Of course. Why? Because there's a system in place. There's policing in place. There's a panel in place. There's a national commission in place to make sure that such a thing could never happen. That's not in place. There is no separation in my sport between the people who make the money and the people who administrate the sport. There's none. And guess what human beings do when there's no separation? They act like human beings. They find ways to benefit, find ways to prosper. That's human nature. That's why there's police, to make sure that human nature does not happen. Bob Arum had a situation. He doesn't want a Pacquiao Mayweather fight. Everyone says, oh, Teddy, that's the biggest fight in the history as far as finances of the sport, maybe. Yes, it is. Biggest fight for you. Biggest fight for the fighters, maybe not the biggest fight for Arum, the CEO of Top Rank. Arum wants to control both sides. So if he controls both sides, he can control everything that goes with that. There's no transparency, no opening of books. If he promotes a fight now with Mayweather, not only does $100 million have to be ponied up now instead of $22 million for Pacquiao and $5 million for the opponent, now he's got to come up with $100 million, and guess what? He has to co-promote. No transparent. Now all of a sudden there's transparency. Now he's got open his books. Not as good a deal financially, business-wise, for the CEO of Top Rank, Bob Arum, as it is if he controls, maybe it's a smaller fight, but he controls the whole universe. Now, he had There was no real interest in fight if he doesn't fight Mayweather. And then maybe if he doesn't want to fight Mayweather, he says, well, Jesus, what's my alternative? Guess what? He has an alternative now. Yeah. Guess what? There's a big money. There's an interesting fight in November now because of this.
Teddy, this is fascinating stuff, and I would love to spend more time with you on this because I know you saying this, it doesn't help your career. And the way you're saying it is shows a passion that goes beyond careers, which is very admirable. I have one question that I have to close with. Some members of the national media are saying right now that the sport and this fight was a corrupt fight. Do we know they were wrong?
No, we don't know that they're wrong. You know, we have no smoking gun that says, yes, we can point to this, we can point to that. But unfortunately, we have a landscape in this business that does and has allowed for that kind of thinking.
Well, Teddy, you have convinced me to preach for a national commission. So if you've got anything from this, I think a national commission is a great way to start.
I agree. Something has to be done to save this sport from the people that are looting this sport. And that's the right word. I know it's a strong word, but those people, whether it's Aaron, whether it's King, whether it's all these other guys, they're all the same. They are looting and pillaging this sport.